You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write 1 for 50. Then to another the steward said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 quarts of wheat. The steward said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write 1 for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of the world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones, and the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ, by saying today in the Gospel that no one can serve two masters, and that we cannot serve both God and mammon, not only speaks about material possessions, but about any sort of attachment, whether is it emotional or physical, whether it's an attachment towards the things that we possess or the things that we love, and put them in front of God in our life. God invites us to really trust in Him, to put Him on the first place in our life. He invites us to be faithful and trustworthy in small matters, the matters of this earth, the matters of daily use. If we are trustworthy in these things, God will grant us even more important things and more beautiful things. God doesn't want to take away anything from us, but He wants us to be free, to experience the freedom from material possessions, from attachments, the freedom to love others, the freedom to love God, and to live in a relationship with Him. God doesn't want to limit us or take anything away from us. He really desires for us to be free and to be the sons of the Heavenly Father. Join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. On Monday, October 7th, we'll celebrate the feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary. Outdoor rosary procession will take place at 7 p.m. We invite you all to attend. Lector workshop at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa will take place on Thursday, October 24th, from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Chapel of Our Lady of Częstochowa. The workshop will be led by Father Dennis Gill, Director of the Office for Divine Worship of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. To register, please call our shrine or email us at częstochowalectors@gmail.com. If you would like to sing in our choir, please come for the rehearsal every Thursday at 7 p.m. in the music room located at the entrance to the Chapel of Our Lady. On Sunday, November 3rd, we'll celebrate the day of prayer for all the faithful departed. Following the 12:30 Mass, the traditional procession to the cemetery will take place. On that day, all morning masses, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12:30, will be celebrated in the upper church. The names of our deceased beloved ones for the All Souls Novena can be mailed to us or simply left at the shrine's office. We would like to invite everyone to celebrate with us the Healing and Mercy Mass. The Mass will be said on every first Friday of the month at 7 p.m., followed with the exposition of the Most Blessed Sacrament, recitation of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and a prayer for spiritual and physical healing. We start on Friday, October 6th. Everyone is invited to attend. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Chance Jehovah. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.